Hi everyone, thank you for downloading this episode of Series 13 of the What the Fartlek podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts every Monday and Thursday. If you enjoy the show today, the best way you can support us is by leaving a rating and a review on either Spotify or Apple. Or you could give us a share on social media or just tell a pal who you think might enjoy what we do. We're committed to growing our community, the Fartlek family, with an ambition to combat loneliness and build friendships through our mutual love of running. If you would like to get involved, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or TikTok. We also have a website, whatthefartlek.com, or you can drop us an email at whatthefartlekpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, so get in touch. We can tell you more about what we're all about. Hope to see you soon, but until then, let's get on with the show.
Are you a loud groupie and are you enjoy your run? Like to take it easy, you're shooting a friend a gun. Whatever your ability is, it's a place to be.
Is it me you're looking for? It's Series 13, Episode 9. Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone. I'm Louise.
And I'm Rob. You didn't say the What the Fartlek podcast.
Oh, balls.
It was a fine intro, nonetheless. How are we doing, Lou?
Oh, we're still going. Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Very well. Where's Matt?
He's under my pile of coats. He's not here. He's at work.
Can we just give the context for everybody listening about what you suggested before we started recording? What the question you asked JP and I before we started recording?
So I was sat here and behind me is a pile of coats. And I thought if someone halfway through recording sat up and just walked away from under the pile of coats and I didn't react, what would you two say?
Why is that something?
I don't know. And then I start thinking, oh, I might not say anything and then do it for like an April Fool's. But then I don't think we're doing this in April, are we? So I told you.
Good. Right. Thanks. No, Matt's not under a pile of coats. He's at work. But he's not joining us this week. It's just me and you, tag team of dreams. But as always, in the background lurking the best calves in Clitheroe is Mr. John Pickup. How are we doing, JP?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just looking at that pile of coats just to see if it moves. And it hasn't done yet. Yeah, I'm all right.
How are you? Very, very good. Is it for me? You open the show, so do I have to say what's on the show today?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, it's our community episode, episode 9. We're very excited to share it with you. We've got an absolutely jam-packed show. Matt is not here, but Lou and JP are, and they are still on the road to Spring Marathon. JP hitting Manchester and Lou in London just a week after. So we're going to find out how they've been getting on, how the fueling's going, how the training's going, how the strength training is going, and how the group chat's going, the now infamous What the Fartlek Marathon support group chat. Once we've done that, we do want to have a little bit of a chat around a very special day today. It is, what is it, JP? It is Time to Talk Day. We'll talk a little bit about that very important subject, focusing on mental health. So we'll have a little bit of a gas bag about that. And then we have got the standard stuff. Ben and Emma are going to join us halfway through the recording to talk to us about Parkrun, where they've been this week, what they've been up to. And Ben will, of course, give us a download on the Parkrun Cup as well, our current virtual ongoing community challenge. And then it's roll call time. As always, we are shouting out your accomplishments from this past week in running, and we've got plenty of them to shout about this week. And that's it. That's what we've got coming. Sound good? So let's get straight into it then. Let's talk marathons. So Lou, you are running your first ever official marathon in London. We are in week 5 now of marathon training.
Yes, week 5.
How's it going?
It's going good. I keep thinking, because people keep saying to me, how are you feeling about a marathon? And it's like, it's so far away. I'm in week 5. So I keep really myself just thinking about the week I'm in and no further. Last week just gone, I missed my first run on plan. It was only a 3-mile easy. And I don't want to have an in-deep conversation about this, even if you two. But I started my period, like not first ever. But it was, I was honest to God, 2 a.m. in the morning, awake, and I thought, I'm going to have to wake up Edward. I'm in labour. Like, I was in so much pain, I didn't sleep. And the next day, I couldn't run. And then I got in my head thinking, what if this happens on the marathon? You know, like, well, again, I'm looking at you two, like, oh, God, just talking about periods. So anyway, I missed that run, knocked it on the head, but I had my 10 miles on Saturday. And I done well. I enjoyed it. I had a good 10 miles. I'm going to do a walk, run, walk whenever I want in the marathon. But I didn't for the 10 miles. I just ran because I felt good.
Amazing. And you know what? Despite us having absolutely no like professional opinion on the subject of periods, having never experienced one ourselves. Well,
not having your first.
JP, yeah. Have you had a period? No. Okay, good. I just want to check. I didn't want to assume. I just want to check. But it's a really good point, to be honest, and one that we'll never have really spoken about in our male dominated chats that normally happen in previous series between Matt, JP and myself. It's going to happen every month, and in a marathon training block of what, 14 weeks, you're probably going to have 2, 3, 4, can't count, 3 or 4. It is something that you need to factor into those training blocks, don't you?
Yeah, and work out, because if that was my long run that day, everyone's different, but I couldn't have done it. Like, I was in so much pain. And then you've got to move your whole running week around. I didn't really give it much thought because it was just a 3 mile easy. But for me, it was like, oh, that's the first run I've missed and not done. Mm. But I guess sometimes you have to think, well, it would be a terrible run. I've not slept and I'm in loads of pain. So
bigger picture.
Yeah.
And not, it's a good thing that you've kind of, and I know you're kind of on this like first marathon training, big training block journey, but that's true of, not specific to what we're talking about here, there will probably be missed runs. And the worst thing that, in my experience, you can do is get in your own head about the fact that you've missed them, because ultimately you will lose so much more. Sorry, you will risk derailing yourself so much more by trying to catch up and chase lost runs than you will by just going, okay, that's fine, put that to bed, let's make the next one a good one.
And it was. I think it did 10 miles, double Amazing. Digits, baby.
And how's that feeling? Because, like, again, we go back to the same old story. You were thinking about maybe knocking running on the head, trying something else. You got a London place and you thought, oh, God, I'm going to have to do it. And now you're just hitting these milestones time after time. And it feels to me, without putting words in your mouth, mate, like you're finding a runner in there that you didn't know existed before.
No, I'm really, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I was chuffed after that one and felt good the next day. So I thought, well, that's 10 miles. I know I'm going to feel like tight and uncomfortable after the marathon, that's 26 miles. But yeah, 10, I couldn't believe it. Trust the plan. I trust Jack. He could tell me to do anything running wise and I'd be like, okay, yeah, if that's what you think I need to do.
He knows what he's talking about. Shout out JP, yeah. Coaching, taking our athletes on the way to Spring Marathon this year. JP, are you going to be able to beat that week? That was pretty inspirational.
No, not at all. I don't think. I'm dead. I'm just sitting smiling away. So dead proud of our Lou for getting out and smashing it. It's been another really good week, though, for me. And speaking on behalf of Matt as well, just ticking him off. The speed is getting fast, but I'm loving it. Went out this morning and did a speed session and absolutely nailed it. And you know, I like my graph point. It's absolutely perfect. You can put a spirit level across the top of it. So
enjoying it. Suits you, sir.
Yeah. One thing I will say though, end of week 4, getting into week 5, probably because I stayed up all night and watched Royal Rumble on Saturday night, whatever it were. But I'm just feeling tired. Just generally, you know, the long run, and then I was meant to have a rest day yesterday, but I'm racing this weekend, so I needed to run again. And then speed this morning, you know, it's just taking its toll a little bit. But I think that's to be expected, and it's then making sure you recover properly. But yeah, another solid week.
Yeah, but staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning to watch grown men in the tights hit each other as a 40-year-old man doesn't help, does it?
I regret nothing.
But to me, as a 38-year-old man, they did the exact same thing. It doesn't come from a place of judgment. It's just, Cody's going to finish the goddamn story. Anyway, Good.
The only thing that you do when you get a bit older is I set some little alarms and add a few strategic naps during the boring bits.
I don't want to watch this map.
Yeah.
I've been there as well. Wonderful. Yeah, good. Well done, you two. And Matt as well, by association. Round of applause. Pat on the back.
Well, going back to what Lou was saying about it being week four, we're a third of the way through. If you look, well, week five, if we're doing a 15-week.
The look on Lou's face suggests that she had not done that maths.
Yeah.
Lou was still in there. It's miles away. Why am I worrying about it? My face. And so JP just confused.
Yeah. Just a truth bomb. Yeah, just shout out that one.
One of three sections is completed.
Thanks. I'm not ready. Jack. And quick, because you said it before, but you're loving not drinking, aren't you, JP?
Yeah, still kicking along. Yeah. It'll all come crashing down at some point, I'm sure, when I need that drink. But yeah, I'm actually really enjoying it. Still sticking with the ice bath as well, as crazy as that is.
You've just got such an addictive personality, and you're dead stubborn. And so if you give yourself something to do, he's going to do it and he's going to love it to an annoying extent. It's pretty much his personality.
An addictive personality if I'm giving up something, is it?
You've managed to find a way to be addicted to not drinking. Anyway, well done, both of you. Proud of you, love you. Doing incredible. Keep smashing it. Let's talk, before we get over to Ben and Emma and talk about Parkrun, we do need to mention, I alluded to it in the intro, that today, if you are listening on Thursday, is Time to Talk Day. Time to Talk Day is a day that has been set up by a number of charities to encourage conversation about mental health, encouraging us all to be open about it, to maybe text a friend, give someone a call, chat, share something on social media if you feel comfortable doing so. January is a particularly tough time. We come out of the Christmas period. It's cold, it's dark. It can be quite lonely as well. Perhaps money troubles often rear their
5-week payday, isn't it? It's always a long one.
Yeah, especially as well, a lot of companies sometimes pay employees early in December before the Christmas shutdown. So it can be sometimes like 6 weeks without pay. It can be a really tough time for people. And I think the purpose of a day like Time to Talk Day is to remove the stigma of having to suffer in silence and to know that there are people around who will listen and who can engage you in conversation, whether that be friends, family members on a personal level, or the amazing charities like Mind who are available and on hand to speak to you if you feel like you've got nobody else to turn to. So probably just a nice point for reflection. Probably not one that we're going to go into much detail talking about as a threesome here, because that's not the purpose of the day, nor is it the purpose of this podcast specifically. However, we do very much believe in the value of a healthy mind as well as a healthy body. And if a day like today gives you a little bit of impetus, a little bit of courage, or maybe just a little bit of a push in the right direction to think, you know what, I'm just gonna reach out and tell someone that I'm not doing very well, then please let this be the day that you do it, because I'm sure that people would much rather hear your troubles than hear how your troubles got the best of you. I know for a fact that is the case. So time to talk. And if you do want to find out more about the day and the charities that support it, timetotalkday.co.uk is where you can find out more about that. But yeah, text the pal. And you know what? If you are in a good place in life at the moment, if you are feeling pretty strong, if you are feeling like you've got good foundations and that you can carry not only yourself but the people you love, then maybe use the day as an opportunity to reach out to your friends, maybe someone you've not spoken to in a little while. I speak from experience without wanting to go too deep into it, but I lost a very good old friend of mine just over the Christmas period, taken far too young, and we hadn't spoken for an awfully long time. And I'd give an awful lot to be able to send him a message and ask if he's okay.
Do you know what? There's been so many strides in the right direction over the last, 10 years, but there's still so much more that needs to be done. So, you know, not only you reaching out to somebody if you need it, but like you just said then, you know, just checking in on a pal, it's so important, and you know they'd appreciate it, and I'm sure, like, you know what you're going through at the minute, it's not great to see, but yeah, no. We move.
Absolutely, we certainly do. And on that note, speaking of moving, we all like to move on a Saturday morning, guys, don't we? Particularly in a certain direction around a park for a number of laps. And there's two people that love doing it more than others. So let's go and chat about parkrun with our parkrun power couple, our Car Club Cuties. Let's go and have a chat with Ben and Emma. And once again, very excitingly, it's time to find out about the parkrun shenanigans of a certain wonderful couple from Barnsley. Ben and Emma, are you there?
Oh, Barnsley.
We're all Barnsley, aren't we?
Technically, I live in Barnsley, but I'm not from Barnsley. Can I just clarify that? Hence the Instagram name. Then again, I'm not even
Barnsley Strider.
I'm not even from Sheffield, so originally. But anyway, let's not go there.
That could be a digression that takes us off on a wild tangent. For anybody who doesn't know, Ben and Emma bloody love parkrun. They love it very, very, very much. And they come here every week to tell us all about their parkrun adventures, where they've been, what they've been up to, what it was like, and where you can go for a good breakfast afterwards. So without further ado, my Cal Club cuties, what did you get up to this week?
So we headed northeast. We took a trip up the M1A1 and across the 168, and we headed towards Middlesbrough. And we made the trip to go up and see our northeast parkrun trio, our friends, Alana, James, and Mr. Marshall himself. And we descended on, we met them originally first at a park run in Middlesbrough called Stewart, and this time we met them at a park run in Middlesbrough called Albert.
Name all park runs in Middlesbrough named after middle-aged men?
I don't think that is the case, but it's just coincidental that the two we've been to are. So we went to Albert Park Run in Middlesbrough. Albert Park Run is also, like Woodhouse Moor, when we spoke about that one on New Year's Day, Albert Park is one of the original time trial events as well. It started a little while after Woodhouse Moor, but it was still within the first few ever park runs, original time trial course. So you can get an idea of what the course is going to be like. It's going to be fast, hence why they started them up as fast courses originally. Time trial courses. So yeah, we drove up there. How long did it take? About an hour and a half. Nice straightforward drive. It turned out to be a nice morning as well. Finally, the wind had died down. So we had a very windy week last week. No rain. A little bit chilly though, wasn't it? Nice. We got parked up nice and easily just across the road from the park. And 10 minutes later, they all turned up and across we went. And it's a lovely park, isn't it? It was.
It's quite nice, yeah. It was quite similar to Stewart.
Yes, Stewart had a few more wooded areas, I'd say. It was a bit more woody, so. But
that's what she said.
No. But Albert, it's a lovely, well-maintained park. It's got some very nice structure, like fountains and other things that are erected and stuff like that. Setting you up there.
So Albert is less woody than Stewart, but he is more erect.
Yes, exactly that. No, it's got a nice little lake right next to the finish area. It's got a big gigantic fountain which you run towards in the start straight. It's got a statue of Brian Clough in there.
That's it. Of course.
Yeah, it must be from Middlesbrough. I can only assume. It's got loads of different monuments dotted around, and it's really well maintained park as well. The grass and the pathed areas are all clean, tidy, so it's a lovely park. Two and a bit laps. You start and finish slightly different places. The start, it's very, they've even got it painted where you start. It's got the line across. There's not many park runs like that, but it's fully painted across, and it says park run start in the right font as well. And so you start there, and there were pacers on, weren't there, this week?
Yeah, but somebody forgot to bring the pacing bibs.
God. I feel this is an ongoing saga after Monson Trail last week.
One of the volunteers had forgot to bring them, so they were all just wearing volunteer vests, and they just had to announce who was who at the start, and you had to just, it, I suppose it kind of worked, you just went and stood near them if you wanted to follow them. Yeah, so that didn't really go to plan for them, but yeah, we love a pacing event.
We do, but unfortunately the pace is only, I mean, me and Neil had both said, time trial course, we're going to go for this. Mm-hmm. I think everybody did, didn't they? We, all five of us said, we're just going to turn our legs on this one and really put a part run cup effort in. And so me and Neil, we were out near the front and off we went and pacing away. Neil's like, I could hear Neil breathing in my ear, just over my shoulder. And it's a nice, it is predominantly flat. But there is, as you go round, so you go towards the fountain, turn right, and then when you get to the end of that path, you join the main path, which loops all the way around the park, and you've got two and a bit full laps of that to do, basically. And there is a little dip as you go down to the lake, and then you run along the past the sports centre. There was a bit of headwind at that point, but then as you get to the end and you start turning right, there is a cheeky little climb, and it's only such a cheeky little climb. And on the first lap, it was nothing. You just powered on through it. But then it's just a continuous slog all the way around the park. Nice wide pass, no tight turns, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So your legs are just going at a continuous speed, and then you do the dip again, and then you go to climb up it, and my legs were gone. They absolutely went going up that hill. And Neil said exactly the same. His went on the second lap, and all of a sudden your pace just dropped off. But yeah, rapid course. It is. It's got potential to be a really fast course. We ran pretty well. Everyone ran pretty well. I think there was obviously the star of the Park Run Cup was there. So he obviously stole the show on the day. But me and Neil put in good solid efforts. I think we both went a little bit faster than we thought we might. So it was good. A little bit disappointed, but not too disappointed. I went under 20 for the first time in a while, so
yeah.
Happy enough with that. Neil was only seconds behind, and you were chasing James, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at James's PB last week. The Saturday before, and I thought, well, I've got around 26 minutes. I'm going to challenge James to a race. And then I had an extremely stressful week, to be honest. My dad's been in hospital. But I thought, you know what, I'm still going to challenge James to a race, because if he thinks I'm chasing him, it might make him run a bit faster. And you know what, I could not keep up with him. He was absolutely amazing. But I kept him in my sights. He kept me going. Mm. And he never really looked over his shoulder until towards the end. But yeah, he knew I was there. I like to think I helped him out a bit, but he's running so well at the minute. Mm. He absolutely smashed it. Really happy for him.
Don't want to give his time away just yet, because we'll announce that in the Park Run Cup results. But yeah, he ran so well. Alana did as well. Alana put in a good effort. She's doing Red January like I am, so she's got a little bit of fatigue in the legs from running every day. But everybody ran really, really well. So, and it was lovely. It was a lovely morning. Like I say, the event was really good. The volunteers were nice. The park itself's beautiful. It's one of them that I would actually go back to.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend it. Just to travel up to Albert. Nice free parking, lovely park, facilities at the start.
Sounds spot on if you're after a quick one then.
Yeah, definitely. There is quicker out there, don't get me wrong, there is quicker out there, but
that's what she said.
It's definitely one that if you're used to running one with a little bit of elevation, then this will seem pan flat, and you just gotta keep pushing.
That's what she said.
Thank you. Strongly recommend Albert Park.
Very good. And was there a good breakfast spot nearby?
It wasn't nearby. We drove further into the centre. What was it called?
Oh.
The food was nice, but they got everybody's. They overcharged everybody, and we had to go back. They had to go back and sort out like James, Neil, and Ben ordered food separately at the till. And they overcharged every single one of them.
So I heard James at the front of the queue, 30 quid for his and Alana's breakfast. I'm thinking, bloody hell, it's going to be about 30 quid for me and Emma. And then Neil went, and he was just ordering from himself. And I didn't really think too much of that. And then she charged me, and I told her what I wanted, and she just threw the card machine at me. And as you do, you just automatically tap it. Mm. And then I said, how much was that? And she goes, like, £29 summit. So I got the menu out and I went, right, well, it's £9.10 for a breakfast here. It's £6 for Emma's and two coffees. It's only about 21 quid. Where'd you get 29 from? And she goes, no, it's right. It's right. I said, it can't be right. Look, add them up. And then a supervisor or someone came over and went, oh, yeah, you've pressed breakfast twice on there. You've charged them for two breakfasts. So I sat back down at the table. She refunded me. I sat back down at the table. I said, James, how much was your breakfast? He told me. I said, Mum, she tried charging me the same. Just double check. So we checked his, and his was wrong, and Neil's was wrong as well. Everybody's breakfast was charged wrong. So
she's either terrible at a job or on the take.
Yeah, she went very sheepish when I clearly called her out and said you're wrong.
I don't know how you'd plan such an elaborate scam with a card machine though. Surely.
Yeah.
A lesson to us all with contactless to actually look at what we're paying for and not just, you know, blindly tap the card.
Yeah, I never look. And they sometimes they type it in, then pass it me, and I'm like, you could just write anything, and I'd just be.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're from Yorkshire, and I very much questioned it. And I'm not paying double breakfast unless they bring me a double breakfast, which they didn't. So, and I would have eaten it. It was lovely breakfast, actually.
Good.
Full English, and it was good morning. We sat chatting for like 2 hours in there as well before we realized it was gone midday, and we were like, we might need to go soon. We've still got a 90-minute drive home. And it was I can't remember what it was called. Market something.
No idea.
Summit Kitchen.
No,
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's just making things up.
to protect the identity of the lady who overcharged you. We won't disclose the name
as well. So it was right in the centre of Middlesbrough, and it was a one-way street that you had to park on. And I pulled into a space. It was really tight space, and because the street was only like two cars wide, I pulled in, reversed in, and the car behind me went to go past, and she stopped next to my window. And I thought, what the fuck is she stopping for? She's gonna have a go at me, telling me I'd got her space or something, which I clearly hadn't. I looked over, and she just started clapping me.
Yeah, because you got in.
As if to say, well parked.
Well parked, sir. Well parked.
Yeah. It was quite a tight space, and I had a car up my backside, so I just whipped it in. That's what she said. She clapped me for my effort. That's also what she said.
That's never happened to me, I'll be honest.
No, neither, mate, neither.
Evan, the look of disgust on your face, an approving nod at best, Ben.
She gets the vuvuzela out and does a celebration. That's what she does. Anyway,
moving on.
So yeah, park run, amazing, loved it. Great morning.
Good. Good. So yeah, get down to Albert if you want a PB. Let's go for a little bit of Parkrun Cup update. So if people don't know, Parkrun Cup is in full swing. The group stages of our 2024 edition is well underway. People trying to best the previous Parkrun PBs, all in hope of the glory of being named the third ever Parkrun Cup champion. This time, of course, brought to you in partnership with our pals at Burrito, who are providing one of their body wraps for the overall winner. Ben, we are 4 weeks in now, 4 of 6 weeks of the group stage. So do you want to give us a very quick whistle-stop tour of what PBs we had this week and what that does to the group tables?
Okay, so yeah, like you say, business end of the first round now. This next 3 weeks could change everything. First 3 weeks are almost null and void in a way, because the next 3 weeks, if you've gone out and PB 3 weeks in a row, somebody else could go out and PB 3 weeks in a row, and your efforts might not matter. So, starting with Group A, we had five people attending, four that didn't. Nobody got a PB. Rob, your cat's really loud. You're running water in the background.
It's all right, I've muted him. Leave him.
Oh, good. So anyway, back to it. So five people just got a point in that group. And I will post the group tables this week. I'll give everyone a view of the group tables, because you're going to have to see how it's shaping up going into this. So nobody PB'd in that group. Jack Freeman remains top. He was the only one to have got a PB in Group A in that first week, and that was a PB by 1 second.
Wow.
He remains top of that group with 4 points, and then there's a cluster of them on three chasing him. Group B, my group, the most boring group there is, really, apart from Group D as well, actually. No PBs at all. There's just four of us on 3 points. So pretty boring group so far. I'm not going to get a PB. So if anyone gets a PB in my group, you're likely going to go through.
Oh, Ben, can I ask a question? And I'm sorry, I know you're in full flow, but it occurred to me just now. You know, if there is a tie at the top of the table.
Okay. I'll explain that as we get to the very last group, because you'll see what you're about to ask is unfolding right at the end. Okay, so group C, we actually had a PB in this group this week. And even though I deducted off the extra point for coming within 10 seconds because he clearly cheated, Doug had to go out and try and prove himself. And Doug actually got his parkrun PB. Well done, Dougie.
Well done, Uncle Doug.
I'm questioning it because I've heard a rumour that he gave his barcode to somebody else that finished it. So I've got to look into it. So, but just in case he didn't, he PB'd by 3 seconds. Wow. And that means Doug now leads that group on 6 points, I believe it is. 5 points, 6 points. That's up for debate. And then there's three people chasing him on 3 points. Group D, another boring group, no PBs whatsoever. There's just five of them on 3 points so far. So that's moving on from Group D. And you're in Group D, aren't you, Rob? You're one of the five on 3 points.
Top of the table.
Joint top. Yeah, absolutely. Group E. So no PBs again this week in this group. This is your group, JP. Who's top of your group?
Westy, he's pretty much sealed, isn't he? Unless Mazza can do something.
Unless Mazza, I think Mazza's going to a hilly one this week, so she might have to go somewhere fast for the last one.
It'd be nice if I could get a point, if I'm honest, Ben.
She's at Pendle this week, isn't she? She's doing Pendle, so she probably won't run the last week. So you've still got a chance, JP. Still got a chance. But yes, you're right. Westy leading the way on 5 points, Mazza on four, and then there's everyone else in the group is on 3 points. So that's that group. Right, moving on to the next group, Group F. Again, two people at the top that have PB'd in previous weeks, Ben Makin and Ant Manan. They're on 4 points, and then there's a little cluster of four chasing them on 3 points. There were no PBs or anything in that group this week, just four of them went. Moving on to Group G, again, no PBs this week. You've got six people on 3 points. And then you've got two people on 2 points in that group and one person not on any points. But yeah, so that group, pretty standard. Group H, we had two PBs in Group H this week. And now one of them was last year's Parkrun Cup winner. Who is it?
The Sim Reaper.
The Sim Reaper himself. Yes, he's gone on from his PB that he got in the Parkrun Cup final at Paulsbrook in May. He went to Rother Valley this week and he PB'd by 11 seconds. Mm. So clap for Simo. He's gone top in that group now to 5 points, but he's closely chased by the other person to PB in that group this week, which was Sarah Roberts. Sarah Roberts, well done to Sarah. Sarah PB'd by 4 seconds this week. I believe it was at Seven Bridge Park Run. Sarah has gone second on 4 points, and then there's a cluster of five of them on 3 points. That's the first eight groups. Moving on to Group G, who PB'd in this group last week? It was Barry Cheema. Well done. And guess what Barry went and did again this week? Barry PB. Ran another PB.
He's got it nailed.
Wow, he's gone from 24.19 to 24.03 last week. And then this week, he knocked another 33 seconds off.
Wow. It's like he's been reborn, isn't it? As a new...
Now
that he's done all that charity stuff, he's fucked it on his feet.
That's it. He's 5K king soon. Barry, two PBs in 2 weeks. He leads the group on 7 points. He's runner-up at the moment is Andy Torbett in that group who PB'd in the first week, and then there's just the one person on 3 points chasing him, and that's Derek Big D. So there we go. Barry is currently leading Group I. Group J, no PBs, just six of them attending this week. Lisa Cooper leading the way on 4 points, and that's because she got within 10 seconds last week. And then there's five of them on 3 points chasing. So another group that's just open for anyone to jump in and win it. Next group, Group K. We had two PBs in this group this week as well.
Prematurely ejaculated.
You did. So first up, we had Jesse's dad. What's his name?
Jim.
James Bauer. Well done. Jim for short. James Bauer knocked 10 seconds off last week. This week, he's knocked a further 14 seconds off. So, Mr. Bauer, well done to you. Sorry, not last week before. He's two PBs in 3 weeks. The other PB'er in this group this week was Stephanie Savage. She PB'd by a whopping great 28 seconds.
Oh, she is savage.
You were waiting for the clap then, weren't you?
I didn't want to go too soon again.
No. So you've got James is leading on 7 points, and despite Steph PBing, that was her first visit to park run in this competition. So she might have run a PB, but she's still joint second with three others. So there's four of them on three there. So that group is, it looks like Jim might get away with it, but if Leonie, she's only been to one park run out of four, she's run a PB. She could go the last 2 weeks and two PBs. So James needs to maybe just think about that one just in case. Right, Group L. PB'd last week. He PB'd again this week. Who was it? It was Chase Water last week. It was Widnes this week.
Yeah, Matt Woodhouse.
Very good, Matt Woodhouse. Correct. Matt Woodhouse has now taken 1 minute and three off in total from his PB. He took 42 seconds off this week at Widnes. So Matt Woodhouse is leading that group on 7 points, chased by five people on 3 points. No other PBs in that group this week.
Do you want to hear something interesting about Matt Woodhouse?
Tell me.
I went to school with his brother.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, no, like, but everyone seems to know apart from me. So I was at a funeral this last week, and it was a lad that we went to school with. And Chris, Matt's brother, who I was good friends with in school, was there. And we'd not seen each other for 15 years. And we're chatting away and he's like, oh, my brother listens to your podcast. And I'm like, who's your brother? And then Sammy wasn't there. So it was Claire. I was with Claire. Claire just looked at me and cocked her head like, it's obviously Matt. And then so I phoned Sammy and I was like, did you know that Matt Woodhouse is related to Woody from school to Chris? And she was like, yeah. Obviously, Rob. And I'm like, oh, right. So everyone knows. It's just I'm a moron. But it blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God, small world. Anyway,
you call him Woody. I figured it out when you said, oh, yeah, you know Woody from school.
The penny dropped. And they look really similar as well. Because they're brothers, obviously. But, yeah, shout out to the Woodhouses.
Obviously. Anyway, let's go back. Right, Group M. So Group M, there were no PBs this week, just five of them went to park run. Currently, four of them have got 3 points, but Alex leads the way in this group. Alex Oldham, she ran a PB in week two. So even though she's only been to one park run and run a PB, and three others have been every single week, Alex currently leads with the PB. So might be four people on 3 points, but Alex is out in front at the minute.
Goal difference.
Group N, this is where our PB king is coming from, Mr. James Mathewson. He is storming ahead in this group. 9 points, three PBs in 4 weeks for James. Massive. Do we want to know how much James has knocked off in total from the beginning?
Please.
He started on 28.15 was his PB. He's now down to 25.08.
Very good.
3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Luke has contributed nothing to this segment. We're about 20 minutes into it, and her first contribution is making fart noises with her hands.
Like a trumpet for James.
Oh, right. That's what it was. Okay. So, yeah, 3 minutes, 17 seconds for James. Well done, Luke. That is just immense. He leads the group on 9 points, closely followed though actually by Nick Given and Lockie himself. They've both got 5 points here, so if James doesn't PB by any more, and them two go out and run PBs, then we come down to the real goal difference, which we'll get to in the last group.
Doesn't feel like it's happening. You can be Liverpool on 99 points, but you're not going to beat Man City on 100, are you?
No. But you never know. You never know. Got to keep James on his toes. So last two groups, we have Group O. No PBs this week, just five people attending. Sam Broughton leads that group with his two PBs in 2 weeks previously. He's on 7 points, and then there's a little cluster of four of them on 3 points, including Jess Chunky Girl Runs, who is technically second because she has run a PB so far. So then we come down to PB Party Group, Group P, the final group.
Group PB.
We had two PBs in this group this week. One of them is from the lady that has PB'd. She's equaled a PB, and then she didn't get to park run, and then she turns back up a park run, and she PBs again. And that is Steph Poole. Now, Steph has run another big PB. She went from 35, she started off 37.53, went to 35. She's now down to 32.39. Steph has PB'd by a total of 5 minutes and 14 seconds since the start of the competition. But there is somebody else in that group that has PB'd 3 times and currently leads on 9 points to Steph's 8. That person leading the group is Matty's daughter, Cadence. Cadence, 3 PBs in 3 weeks. Caden this week knocked off, how much did she knock off this week? She knocked off 2 minutes and 4 seconds off a PB this week. Now, what you were going to ask is, but what happens if Steph goes out and runs another PB? Well, then we come down to the real goal difference. It's who's knocked off the most from their original starting time to their finishing PB time.
That was my question. Is it cumulative time from what you were on when the competition started? Because otherwise that might not be fair, mightn't it? If somebody absolutely broke the neck in their first PB, but then only got a second off in their third PB, if you were just doing it from the last PB, that wouldn't be very fair, would it? So I think cumulative is definitely best.
And it is. And accumulatively, Cadence, her 3 PBs, she has knocked off 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, it's close.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's
close. But Steph, she's run 2 PBs. If she does that and runs another PB, she is currently knocked off 5 minutes and 14 seconds. So now Steph has to go out and PB by a further 1 minute and 9 seconds to take the lead over Cadence if she wants to stand a chance of going through. So there's only 2 weeks to go in that one. But what happens if Cadence goes out and runs another 30-second PB?
And it's whether Cadence decides that she's going to stop PBing so that she can hold something back for the knockout stages. But what if then Steph Aguero at the last minute?
Exactly. So Steph currently
has... Jesus Christ, I'm sweating.
Steph has 1:09 to catch up, and she's got 2 weeks to run a PB that's at least 1:09. But like I say, if Cadence goes out this week and runs another 30 seconds, then Steph's got to find 1:39. So
we all know how hard it is to find 1:30.
Definitely, 100%. Not go there. Right, back to my extra stats. First 8 groups last week. Though the PBs in the first 8 groups now is up to 8. So I think it was 5 last week.
That's
good. So it's gone up by a little bit. Yeah, there were 5 in the first 8 last week. There are now 8 in the first 8 groups. Last week, there were 17 PBs in the last 8 groups. Do you know how many there are this week?
24.
Well done. Can you see my notes?
It was a complete guess.
Hold on, man.
Can you see?
That is the only thing I'm winning in this competition this year. Let's go.
All right, so go on then. First week we had how many PBs?
8. Damn it.
Take a back seat now, Rob. Second week we had how many PBs?
8.
Very good. Third week we had how many?
6.
And fourth week, how many did we just have?
9.
Oh, nearly.
10.
Correct. Correct. Hold on, Luke.
I still think my 24 was more impressive.
Definitely.
And do you know what that means? We're still averaging 8 PBs a week over the 4 weeks. So there you go.
Very good. Another good update, Ben. Thank you very much. The statistician himself. Well done, guys. 2 weeks left to go. Go and get those PBs. Doesn't matter if you top the group. Doesn't matter if you go through. The whole point is that we're doing it to try and push ourselves, and people have done that an awful lot in this competition. So congratulations to all of you. Right then, guys, I think we've got to move on, because in celebrating people's achievements, which we do love to do on this show, we've also got a roll call to do. Matt isn't available to sing the song, so Lou, you've got to do it. Go.
All right, partner. You know what time it is. Keep roll calling, baby. That's it.
Keep roll calling. Calling.
What? Pretty good. Pretty damn good. Right, let's shout out some of our amazing community's amazing achievements throughout the last 7 days. JP starts off.
We start off with Alana _ Parkrunner. So she's got quite a few, actually. So she's shouting out Ben's boyfriend, James, for taking off half an hour from his half marathon PB and his part one PB in the same weekend. Unbelievable. Anyone who's completed Red January, which will be over by the time the podcast goes out, and that includes Alana and yourself, Ben, hopefully as well. And Alana herself, she's shouting herself out, not just for Red January, but for being the ultimate cheer squad this weekend.
We love a bit of cheer squatting, don't we? Thank you for those, Alana, and cracking job. Louise?
I've got Running with Gareth. Steph.run, her running through Parkrun Cup has been inspirational. 2 PBs and 1 matched. Well done.
We've heard all about them, so thank you for reiterating that, Gareth. Definitely worth a double shout out for Steph. Benny, who's next?
Next up, we have Miles1974. That's Miles with a Z. His son ran a 14K trail with Spider Runners. He's never run more than Parkrun before, so he is a very proud dad. Well done to Miles' son.
So you should be. What a step up that is. Absolutely amazing. Well done to you. Emma, got your name for a second then.
Pretty shocking. We've got one of the OGs. It's at Gary_Ludwin. He is basically saying well done to those deep in training. He has a boom orange carrot to keep you going.
We love a boom orange carrot from Gary, don't we? Next, we have got Big D himself. Derek goes running. Shout out Hayley for starting her very own podcast. Yeah, so worth probably a little segue away, isn't it? The Angry Boob series starts on the 14th of February. Our very own Hayley Morgan is going to be talking. It's a mini series. I think it's 6 episodes in total. And she's going to be talking to 6 people who have experienced either themselves or in their life, close loved ones, relatives, family members, lived experiences with breast cancer. She is currently raising money for a wonderful cause. You might have seen her traipsing around Rasselbach with a flamingo. And she's now decided to turn her hand to podcasting, which, let's face it, we can do it. So, you know, it's pretty easy. I've already heard the first episode. I'm not going to give away who it's with or anything like that. I don't want to steal thunder, but it's really good. Really good and well worth a listen. So 14th of February, make sure that is in your diaries. Check out the Angry Boob series. And thanks, Steve, for shouting it out. JP, back around to you.
Yeah, so it's Chunky Girl Runs, Jess, next. So she's shouting out Mr. Podcast Man himself. Is that Matt? Oh, no, she's talking about you, Rob. Sorry.
Is that Matt? He's not even showed up.
But yeah, she wants to shout out you, Rob, for smashing another good week's worth of running, and then for PBing for pacing bin to a PB. And you overall, you're just a wonderful human being, apparently, which I'm not sure about that.
That will go that far. Yeah. And that was all Finn, by the way, nothing to me. Captain of the What the Fart Like Junior 11. He did amazing. Great, really good runner, and he's. We ran 27.5, and he can run quicker than that. He can run much quicker than that. I think that was a bit of a, oh, what can I do moment. Oh, I can run that fast. You don't run splits as consistently as Finn ran those splits on Saturday and not have something left in the tank, if that makes sense. He ran so consistently. I think he shocked himself, and I think we're going to see it. I'm putting it out there a little bit too soon, but I think there's a sub-25 in Finn's future. Too far away.
So what are you saying? You held him back?
Basically, he slowed down. There was a point where I was like, if he doesn't slow down, there's going to be... I was waiting for that. Because kids do, don't they? They kind of die away because they get too excited. And it got to about kilometre four, and I was like, oh, I hope this come, I hope this this fade comes soon. It never happened. It never happened.
He did amazing.
Well done to you, Finn, and thank you, Jess, for shouting that out. Luke, who's next?
Pie Club runner Stephen. He has said Manny Mary training is going on tour this week. Oh fuck! Long run in the beautiful districts over the weekend.
Did you mean Llandudno?
Come on,
I said it perfect. I just coughed at a really bad time.
Do you know what? That is just the reflection of somebody who did not grow up in a part of the country where you would go on Llandudno for holidays.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Llandudno?
No.
Who's been to Llandudno?
All of us apart from Lou.
It's just it's the least shit part of that bit of Wales. Lovely for a day out. Lovely for a day out is Llandudno.
One more from Pie Man. Also shouting out, What the Fartlek team on the new format. Love the new double podcast weeks. You're welcome, Stephen.
Very good. Who have we got next? Ben.
So we have Laura Blackwell, Mrs. Blackwell 84. She is shouting out the amazing Hayley for her podcast announcement. And she's very proud of her and can't wait to listen.
All love for Hayley. Yeah, love it. Absolutely. Looking forward to that one coming out soon. Emma?
We have got Matt's better half, Donna underscore Nelly underscore runs. She wants to shout out Cadence for smashing those park runs. Yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really well. And well deserved. A shout out. Thanks for that, Don. And then I've got Ben's boyfriend, Jordy underscore Jargo underscore James, shouting out his other wife, Alana, for completing her Red January challenge, getting out for a run every day this month. Well done to you. Not easy Red January. So congratulations for getting that done, JP.
Yeah, we've got running short stuff. So Lane, so she wants to shout out Hayley. So another shout out for Hayley. And Lane's also shouting at Uncle Doug for his hard-earned and long-awaited part one PB.
Absolutely well deserved. And a shout-out to Lane as well while we're at it for got an award at the Newton Roadrunners end-of-year events. That was shared in the group as well. Well done to you. Luke?
I've got Be Happy Runner. Everybody in the Marathon Support Group for being knowledgeable, motivational and great ass-kickers to get you out the door when you don't want to. Do it now.
Seconded.
Do it now. Yeah, well done, all of you marathoners. And thank you, B, for sending that in. It's lovely to see that support group. It's going from strength to strength. Ben?
So I have Run Renee Run. And she's shouting out running with Gareth, who ran so well in the 10K Born to Run and absolutely smashed his goal. Baby, he was born to run.
Maybe he was born to run. Lovely segue, Ben.
I think he's been trying to get her to send that in for about the last 3 weeks as well, which is quite funny in the group.
Bless him. But he's got his kudos now, and it's well done,
Gareth.
Absolutely amazing. Well done to you, mate. Last but not least, Emma.
We've got a lady who's been shouted out a lot today. Hayley runs here. She wants to shout out our very own Sammy for running with me and also smashing all the hills. They went on a long run together on Sunday. Well done, ladies.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah, we had they disappeared off for a run on Sunday, and after we went out with Adam Axford on his 10K mission, I got back after running with Paul Griff and Simon and McPauly and Jess. That was it, I think. Don't forget anybody. My memory's terrible at the minute. I got back and they went off and they had a good pootled half an hour. Apparently they got lost in a field, had to climb over a fence. And then we all had breakfast and then we talked about Hayley's exciting new podcast. So it was a lovely Sunday all round and a good one to finish with. So thank you, Hayley, and well done to my wife for being a good running companion. And she's a good companion in general. Right, roll call. Done. Luke, do a funny hand fart.
Oh, God, they've dried up. Can you hear it? It's like a double one.
Yeah. One of them dry farts.
My dad taught me how to do this. Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Dad.
What a gift.
Dear me. 30 seconds of the podcast is that this week.
And farts. Good. Well, that's it. That's it. That's roll call done. That's part run done. That's marathon talk done. That's another episode of What the Fart, the podcast done. We've got a brand new episode coming out on Monday with an exciting new guest. You're going to have to wait to hear who that is. I'm not going to spoil it for you yet. It's not because I don't know, honest. We're still planning things. But yes, Monday we'll be back to chat to another inspirational member of our amazing running community. If you've not had a chance to listen to the back catalogue, remember we're not just got out on a Thursday. There are episodes coming out now twice weekly. We have our community episodes like you've heard this week, but we also have our chats with our incredible running community. More in depth, finding out a little bit about the running stories that make us go, ooh. Our latest one about Abby Donnelly is out now. So give that a listen. Absolutely amazing runner. Fresh off the back of a bronze medal at the European Cross Countries in Brussels this December just gone. So that is pretty much it for us. We've not done a little plug of this for a while. So just a last kind of ask. I think we have it in the intro now, but if you do enjoy the podcast, please do give it a share. Tell a pal about it. You can get involved in our community, the Fartlek family. Drop us a DM on the old Instagram or do send us an email at whatthefartlekpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to have you along as part of our wonderful gang. If you want to make some pals through running, if you want to get involved in some challenges, our great Fartlek Scavenge January edition has just finished. What day is it today? So it will have finished yet. So we'll be drawing the winner. Thank you to Clean Break Brewing for partnering with us through that one. And our pals at Run Through UK are partners for the February edition of the Scavenge. You can win two race entries to future Run Through events, including, of course, the Alton Towers event, which is an official meetup for us, just by taking part. So all you got to do is sign up. The info is in our link tree, in our bio, on our Instagram. And we'll send you some tasks to do. You do them, you send us a completed task sheet back, and you might win some prizes. So that's pretty awesome and jolly good fun. What are you pointing at?
Where can they find you if they want to follow you? We haven't done that for a bit.
We've not done that for a while, have we? I'm at Little Runner Boy Rob, my friend. Lou, where can they find you?
I'm at @sweat_much. And how about you, JP?
Oh, I'm at jp.runsfree. Thanks for asking, Lou. What about you, Emma?
I'm at EmmaJJ85. What about you, Ben?
I'm at Sheffield_Strider.
Not to be confused with Barnsley_Strider, of course. It's coming soon. And that's it for us. Are we halfway through the series now, pretty much? So we are cooking on gas on our way through 2024 and on our way to spring marathons. Yeah, man. Hope you're enjoying the content. Hope you're enjoying the show. Always welcome any feedback, good, bad or ugly. So please do get in touch. May your runs continue to be wonderful. Don't forget to be excellent to each other. Be kind. Again, see, man. And we will see you on Monday. Same fart time, same fart channel. Trump hands.
Oh, I'm not muted.